Well, good afternoon, folks, and thanks for listening in today. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio, 100.1.3, but we will soon be 102.7. We have a new frequency, and the transmitter is being prepared even as we speak. So look forward to that, and today is episode number 183. It is February the 21st, and it is 2017, and it's raining outside. Pretty unusual. But we're glad you're listening in, and I have today's guest in the studio. It's Ken Sealing, and Ken has very kindly brought along some music for us to play, and I'll ask him to tell us about this song. This is from the CD called...
It's Cloths of Heaven. It's just one that was given to me recently. A large part of our community here in the region is the Mennonite community, and the Menno Singers and other groups sponsor two youth and children's choirs. One is the Inter-Mennonite Children's Choir, and the other is the Youth Singers, and so... These are just three pieces, one or two of them religious, one of them not religious, that represent a very lively choral tradition in our community.
And we're going to play number four, and it is titled God is the Dance. That sounds like a wonderful song. Are these the young people or the older choir, do you think?
You'll have to wait and see.
Okay, let's play it, and we'll be right back. Just stay locked in. We'll see you in a short bit.
I'm Owen Roberts from the GMOs. You are listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
All right, and we're back, and that was a great song, Ken. I'm looking forward to playing that, and I'll get that copy clean, and it'll be all wonderful. And we'll play number five coming up here, but let's get reacquainted. Mr. Sealing, how have you been since I've seen you 2 years ago when you were a guest on our show? Are you still calling Elmira home?
It's been a busy time. Elmira's still home and still rooted in the rural area.
And your family remains the same, or is it bigger now?
Well, there are 9 grandchildren now, and one family, I guess since they were there before, one of my children lives down in Ayr. They have a farm down in Ayr, and currently renting the land, but he's a geneticist and a vet, and so they're really tied to the agricultural community as well.
Yeah, it kind of grows on you. A lot of people do like the countryside, and they sure do like maybe thinking about what they could do with a rural property. It sounds like they are, too, having a good fun with that, so that's good to hear. And other than that, you still calling Elmira home. Your family's growing. Have you picked up any hobbies since we talked to you last?
No, still doing some things. Still trying to retire from my music work, but I keep getting called back into service. So other than that, politics keeps me busy, and there's lots to do. When it's across 7 municipalities, it's a big area to cover and lots to do.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Let's play another song here, and then we'll get back to talk about what you are doing. And I'm glad you alluded to that already, that you know, you're busy with the political scene here in the region of Waterloo. Now, let's attempt to play the CD again. This is going to be number 5, and it says here that number 5 song is Dancing, Dancing River. What do we know about this song? We'll play it to find out.
It's going to be a surprise for all of us because I just had the CD given to me.
Okay. Let's play it. Folks, just settle in, get that coffee freshened up. We'll be right back.
Dancing, 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 d Hi, all. This is Cam Formica from Willibald Farm Distillery. You are listening to Radio CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 or the Rogers Digital Network 946 or the internet at soundfm.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farm producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion. This is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together their policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
That's a great song, Mr. Sealing. Let's not get too far into our next segment before we talk a little bit more about this great CD and how it ties in with you. You have brought along a great CD, Claws of Heaven, from the Minnow Singers. And that last song, Dancing, Dancing River, Carol Ann Weaver is attributed to that. Would she be the songwriter or the...
I think she's the arranger and composer of the okay. piece. And so I think they try and do a lot of, quite often, local composers. I'm not quite sure of her background, but quite often you see Leonard Enns on there, who's a local person at the University of Waterloo and writes a lot of music and performed by local choirs.
God, that was number four, and we'll get that on this broadcast. And coming up is Carol Ann, we'll talk about Carol Ann Weaver, Robert Hooten, another chap. So I'm glad you brought that because you alluded to it in our previous segment that you're so tied up in music. How much music are you doing? Are you out twice a night, twice a week, twice a night? And in what capacity are you very kindly spending hours and hours training young people how to sing and that sort of thing? Tell us about your music experience.
No, basically. Well, I tried to retire about 10 years ago as an organist and choir director in my own church and did that. But for off and on for the last 6 or 7 years now, I've been doing supply work and filling in. And so most recently, I've just been doing been the acting director of music at Trinity United Church in downtown Kitchener. I'd been there previously on two occasions before that. So two more Sundays, and then they've found somebody to take on the job permanently, so I'll be retiring one more time.
Until the next kind soul comes up and says, please, will you help us with that program?
Well, it's a fair commitment because although I can't give up all my Thursday nights, usually it's a Thursday night choir rehearsal and then a Sunday morning, and so it does do it, but I enjoy it, and I've got great people to work with, good musicians, and it's a lot of fun doing that. So there's a part of me that would like to be free from it, but there's another half of me that really enjoys doing the music and also doing things to help other people enjoy their church and worship experience too with good music.
I'm glad to hear that, and it's just wonderful that you're able to find time and to do that amongst your very busy day, and that is as regional chairman in the region of Waterloo. And do you find it a nice balance with the requirements of your job plus those social circumstances, and then on top of that, the church?
Well, it gives you another focus and gives you some other things to do, and as I say, it's enjoyable. I enjoy the music and I enjoy the people I work with, so it's a pleasant time most of the time. Sometimes you get a little pressure to get things done, but it's fun.
Let's talk a little bit about your present job, and that is as regional chair. Boy, how's that going? What's it like? Are you just optimistic? Are you just thinking it's a lot of work? How you feel about your job as regional chairman?
In our community? Things are going very, very well. We actually have a very good regional council right now. They speak up strongly. They have strong opinions, but by the same token, they all see their role as working for the betterment of the community, and I think that we haven't hit the press too often with major issues. I think we've worked constructively, whether it be on issues of support for refugees or poverty programs, transit expansion, road projects, water supply, upgrades to the sewage treatment plants to improve the river quality. All of these things are moving ahead, and we happen to be at a time, I think, we're one of the most envied communities in Canada. We have significant economic growth going on here, job creation, lower unemployment rate. Our agricultural sector is still very, very strong, and despite the fact that we've got lots of urban activity here, the agriculture community is still strong and doing very, very well from what I can see.
Yeah.
And so it's a very nicely balanced community, and I can't think of a better place to be right now.
I hear you. I'm with you on that 100%. And our location here at the old Beamer Box Factory in Bright Up Street is probably quite typical of what happens in the region of Waterloo, where older buildings are converted to new tech enterprises, which we have within this building. But, of course, our next-door neighbor, Google, is probably at the corner of King and Victoria. What a great example of in the region of Waterloo, we can adapt, and we still could grow. Now we're doing tech stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think that's been part of the history of this region, that we've always had a balanced economy. We've had a long history of a community that's been able to sort of reinvent itself as necessary, and so we've seen that right from the 1800s on, as the economy changed and as things changed, the businesses changed, and they adapted and they kept moving forward and were forward-looking. When they needed engineers, they created the University of Waterloo. Industries kept reinventing and readapting themselves. You see Electra Home, which did phonographs, then radios, then TVs, now digital cameras. They just kept moving with the times.
Yep.
And the fact that all of our older factories, many of them, particularly in the older areas, are reinventing themselves, are coming back to life with new tech sector, particularly offices or others. Even some of the major accounting firms are located, and I can think of one that's located in a revived building. So things keep moving on, and in comparison to some communities across Canada, which are sort of standing still or almost, and I wouldn't say dying is too strong a word, but mm-hmm. which are suffering some setbacks, this community continues to push ahead and move ahead.
It's going to be amazing, and it's sometimes life too short. I just like to be around in the next 100 years to see what happens next.
Even next 10 years,
we might be able to make
things
that
will
one.
Change.
Well, that's a good story, and it sounds like you're still enjoying your job as a regional chairperson, plus your wonderful, well, we call it a hobby, but it sounds like a full-time job of music too. Well, let's play another song, and Ken, you brought along this great CD. This is by the Minnow Singers, Claws of Heaven. I guess
it's actually by the youth choir and the kids choir. The Minnow Singers are the older people, but these are the younger people that are singing in this. So they've put the CD out, and I say it focuses on young people and children, and great music they can produce.
And where would people get this CD if they were so inclined? I wonder, how would you do that?
You might want to just Google the Minnow Singers and see maybe if they got a contact online where they sell their CDs. Most of the choirs locally have produced CDs, and they have them for sale either at their concerts or through some distributor.
Okay. Well, let's play the next choice, number 6, and this is Walk in the Light. And this is attributed to, this arrangement is by Robert Hooten. And Michelle Metzger is a soprano. So let's play it, and we'll be back.
Metzger, good Waterloo County name.
Yeah, sure. Just like with the Shorts and Strubers and all the other guys, too. And we'll be back with Regional Chair Ken Sealing. Talk some more about the region and agriculture, our favorite topic here. Listen to episode number 183, and this is February the 21st of 2017. See you in a short bit.
No, didn't realize that. We just did that one with the choir where I'm playing. A great soloist who sings Jen Spaulding, and we did a great rendition of that, the same arrangement, so it was nice to hear that.
It is. Thanks for mentioning that.
So, well, anyways, back to where we are. I'm Ken Sealing. I'm the regional chair, and you're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. It's live streaming on the FM band from 102.7 or on Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at soundfilm.ca. Happy to support community radio broadcasts that promote local news and entertainment through spoken word and music. You're listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents farm producers in the region of Waterloo. Their goal, and we're happy to work with them, is to promote farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion. It's emblematic of the region of Waterloo. We really encourage the WFA, Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, to work together to bring the policy needs of farmers together with the policy needs of society, and working together, making this a better region.
And thanks for doing that, Ken. I'm glad you're here because you are a big part of that, our goal here. And it has certainly been, over the years, a good relationship with our urban and rural persons when it comes to policy. And so, you know, at this stage of the show, I say, what do you know about agriculture? And we could cover so much stuff. I don't know where to start. Now, I'm glad to see that, we'll just start, but I'm glad to see you brought along some of that census data. That's a cool thing, and people can check out for their own, on their own about agriculture that way.
Right. Well, agriculture has always been an important part of this economy, and it still continues to be. So I think people who live in urban communities sometimes forget just how important agriculture is in the economy here. Although we always talk about the region or the cities here being the 5 or 10 minute towns, where no matter where you are, 5 to 10 minutes, you're out in the countryside, so you're always seeing farming one way or another, and it is very important. It's a large chunk of the economy, not only the direct farming, but the spin-offs, the agribusinesses that flow out of agriculture. And it's one of the reasons why, as part of our approach in this region, we've tried to maintain a strong agricultural community, strong agricultural land practices. In that way, we've partnered extensively with the farming community in developing policies which promote and enhance agriculture, preserve the lands, and at the same time sustaining a larger economy that in which many people work and earn their livings.
Yes, I think that makes it attractive. A lot of people, the fact that you can drive out in the countryside and see some great scenery and experience some wonderful sunsets and all that kind of good stuff. And it's been many years of working together with the region, the farm community, to do all kinds of things that are good. And boy, too bad our friends from the GRCA wasn't there. What a great thing, Ontario Waterloo Region being the first to have the Rural Water Quality Program. Right. What a great deal that was.
Well, that became very obvious to us when we recognized the importance of making sure the rivers stayed sustainable and clean, and particularly in the early 1990s when we began to use river water, treated river water in addition to the groundwater that we have, and we recognized that we had to start to clean up some of the practices that were taking place, largely in the farming community.
Yeah.
And so we put money in place and made money available to farmers, and which was administered by the GRCA, to help with manure storage and reforesting to stop erosion along rivers, all sorts of programs like that. And I think that program has spread into other parts of Ontario. We actually paid in the initial years for some work to be done in Wellington County. Yeah. They ultimately took it over themselves. But mm-hmm. That program has extended beyond and across Ontario, and we were leaders of that. And that program still operates today. I'm sure you can still find practices out in that community that we need to deal with, where people are storing manure in improper places. But by and large, we have a farming community that largely, I think, recognizes some of the things that need to be done, and with a little bit of help are doing it.
And it works both ways. There's push also from various commodity organizations that to fulfill the obligations of their license with their marketing association, that many things are covered, including environmental issues too. So it's coming both ways landowners, farmers can get expertise and incentive from both sides to do what's best for society, and that's a good deal. We're very lucky.
Well, it is, and we cottage in another part of the province of Ontario, and we see that in some cases farming practices aren't as good as they are down here, and I think there needs to be more done on a provincial level, certainly through the federations and other places, to make sure that farm practices right across southern Ontario are at the top end, not the bottom end.
And you very kindly brought along the census data here, and you already got some stuff scratched off there. What did you find, something that you think would be useful for our listeners to know about, our urban listeners?
Well, it's unfortunately we're a little ahead of the ahead of things here because the new census was just done last year, and we really haven't got the numbers yet. But just going by the numbers from the 2011 census, we know there were just under 1,400 active farms here. Interestingly enough, there are none left in Waterloo, according to this. But certainly well, still, even in Cambridge and Kitchener, there are a few operating farms there, but the bulk of them are in the townships. The largest number of farms is actually in Wellesley Township. But interestingly enough, the large number of acreages are the acreages in Woolwich. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a function of the smaller Mennonite farms in Wellesley, which gives you a higher number of individual farms, but less overall acreage.
That seems reasonable, yes.
And so there are still a significant large number of farms and active farms here. It also tells us that that about 70% of the farms in this region are owned and operated by people who actually live on the farms, which is a large number. The average age of farmers in Waterloo region is slightly lower than the rest of the province, which means some of our younger people are staying in the farm business, and family farms are still operating, and that there are younger people in it. We just happen to have new neighbors move in next door, and his parents have run a large farming operation, a very large farming operation over many farms, but he and his brother live in town. But every morning the truck comes and they're off and continue doing the farming, even though they live in town. The parents still live on the home farm. And so we're seeing younger people in farming, at least the ones that I see when I go to events and see them, which is good. Obviously that the livestock farming is still very, very, very big operations here in this region. The largest portion is in cattle, beef, and dairy farms. And it'd be interesting to see, hogs were down last census, to see whether hogs come back up or whether they stayed down. But there was some growth in sheep and goats last census, and it's sort of interesting from every 5 years to see where the balance is shifting.
I
if there are changes in there.
Yeah, I agree.
Last census there was an increase in organic farming taking place, either certified or uncertified. And how much nursery stock and sod farming takes place. One of the areas that we saw some growth was land being brought into natural states in the last census, and we'll see if there's more of that takes place. Some of the marginal lands, which were maybe being farmed or weren't being managed, so there was some more increased management in those areas at the time of the last census. So those would be some of the things that we look for. But and we'll be interested to see what the revenues are in farming. Now it's been 5 years, but 5 years ago the gross receipts for farming 5 years ago were about $475 million was gross receipts in farming, and at that time, our net income was about $83 million. So that's a significant net income for farming operations across the region. So we'll be interested to see as this stuff gets published over the next year what 5 years has done, but I would say, based on what I see, I think the farming community and the farming economy is still strong and thriving here, and people are doing a great job and enjoying some success at it.
I'm glad you brought them along, because you know, one of the things we look forward to from the farm group is that it was very much appreciated that the region has taken over the job of doing a nice, a modest, and insightful summary of the census data. Because of downsizing at the provincial level, we no longer have an ag office here in the region that would normally do that. So just really glad that the region took over that job to produce some kind of document on it. So good stuff.
Great. Yeah. Well, it's all part. We want to keep on top of what's going on here in the region, and we need to know the state of all the parts of our economy. And as I say, farming is a very important part of the regional economy.
I'm looking forward to when you become a farmer down in North Dumfries with those kids of yours. What do you think you guys are going to grow down there?
Well, the farm they have was actually set up for a beef operation.
Yeah.
And the barns are vacant right now, but they're actually fixing up the barns.
Holy smokes.
And doing, at least in the main barn, the historic parts of the barn have been new pine siding on, and work's being done there. So we'll never know. We don't know what will happen in the future.
It's going to be up to the kids. If you have a granddaughter, she'll want to have a horse. So I'll be a horse farm, I predict. Let's play another song, Ken. That's good fun. I think we should keep rolling right along on this great CD, Cloths of Freedom by the Menno Singers. And it's showing, if it's up to you, makes much difference. I guess I should show you this. But next one is Jesus, How Sweet the Very Thought.
Whatever you want.
Okay, this is another soprano, and this is Catherine Hurdle in this one. And Robert Hooten is, again, once again, the name associated with probably writing this song. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Thank you. I'm Gord from Ontario Federation of Agriculture. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. We are live streaming, or will soon be live streaming, on the FN band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hello, this is the Tugboat from the tugboat.ca. Community Radio CKMS is the voice of the community by the community. I support CKMS on soundfm.ca because it's the real deal.
Okay, we're back, and we're having a lot of fun here. Today's guest is Ken Sealing. We're episode number 183 on February 21st. We've been playing music from Class of Heaven by the Minnow Singers, and you can probably go online and look for Minnow Singers on the Google and find out where this CD may be available. Our guest today, Ken, of course, has brought this along of his own experience of being involved in music and choirs. And actually, I'm glad you mentioned the one song there you actually did at St. Paul's Church.
Trinity Church.
Oh, my goodness.
Kitchener.
My apologies to the various congregations. If we didn't have good guests, this show would be a total flop. So we're at our studios here in the old Beamer Box Factory. They're being refurbished for all kinds of uses, and we have all kinds of interesting neighbors out and about, and we often have people walking past our studio door, and we consider that part of our charm. We hope for it. It's very much like it being a nice discussion in the back of in your garage rather than a more formal type of a radio show. And to that end, we just had a lot of fun here with Ken, and we learned a lot about him. He's still living up in Myra there, and 9 grandchildren, and he's not only regional chairperson, but a lot involved in music. Do you see yourself ever picking up an instrument and playing sometimes, Ken? Have you ever done that?
Well, I play the organ when I'm doing the church work, so okay. That's my instrument.
Well,
I play the piano at home a little bit, but I play well enough just to get by, but I'm not a recitalist or anything like that, but it's fun and I enjoy doing it. It's rather interesting. We're sitting here in the Beamer Box building because as we walked around earlier, we're looking out the windows out here, and we're overlooking the new transit hub that's going out here, and it's sort of interesting, the linkage between agriculture and the rapid transit system, which we're hoping will be starting next spring sometime, because, in fact, the building of the ION was really stimulated by our need to stop the urban or rural sprawl that was taking place, mm-hmm. to consolidate growth, to mm-hmm. produce intensification, and the Federation of Agriculture were great supporters of it because they recognized that unless we constrained that sprawling growth, it was largely unsustainable, but secondly, it would eat into the farmlands and agricultural, environmentally sensitive lands. So we very much valued the support that we got from the agriculture community in building the rapid transit system, mm-hmm. and we're already seeing evidence as we look out the windows here. We can look around and see either lands that's been purchased for development or land that's being developed along the way, which is creating that intensification of housing, living accommodation, commercial properties. Those kinds of things are going on. So there is actually, and people may not realize this, there's a very, very strong linkage between farming, farmland preservation, and the rapid transit system that's being built in the cities.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what we try to do this part of the show, is just bring up some interesting topics that we didn't get around to speaking about in our first segments, and now we have a chance in our second to last segment to do that sort of thing. We did talk about the census. There's some cool numbers in there. We talked about the ION and how that's going to help make a better life in our water region, keep the cities in the cities, and the countryside can be a nice, pleasant, nearby resource for food and for the pleasure of a country vista. We talked about your music and that you're playing the organ and keyboard at home. Talk about music. So, you know, our show here, we're all about local. And do you take part in other music in the scene? You know, goodness, we have the Old Mill Festival in Cambridge, and we have the Jazz Festival, and we have the Blues Festival, and numerous kind of different music. Do you find yourself maybe going out or wanting to go out more often to hear this music?
Well, I think we've got some pretty eclectic programming going on right across the community, so it sort of caters to everybody's tastes here. My personal tastes are more towards the more classical, choral, those kinds of things, but I know all sorts of people who go out to various festivals, you know, the Jazz Festival downtown, the River Festival in Cambridge. There's a bit of something for everybody, and there's more and more of that taking place, and I think that's what makes the community a great place to be, when there's lots of opportunities, and everybody has an opportunity to see some form of music or entertainment that appeals to them, and we're getting more and more of that, and I think that speaks well of the community, and I think it makes it much more attractive when we're trying to attract employees and young people to work here. They would like to be able to do some of the things here without having to drive into Toronto for everything, and we're seeing more of that, and that's great.
Seems to be working. We're just in the city of Kitchener, and this downtown Kitchener has changed so much in the last 10 or 15 years. Old factories down, brand new pharmacies built up, and residents downtown, and all kind of tech places. What a nice switch, eh?
And we're seeing more restaurants, more food establishments, and more people on the streets. And I think it's a very cosmopolitan community. I think the other thing that's changing very rapidly is just the face of the community. And we're about the fourth or fifth largest destination point for immigration within this region. And as I say, you don't have to go very far to see that. And it's got a reputation as a welcoming community, and the fact that so many people are rallying right now to help Syrian refugees in this community. I think it's a great contrast to see what's happening in other places in North America right now. I realize there's a diversity of thought and whether everybody agrees with everything that's going on, but by and large, we have shown a good face to the world and a good face to the community, and the welcome that we've put on here and the help that we provide as a community to people less fortunate than ourselves, I think, stands us well.
I'm glad you said that, and that's absolutely true. Goes all the way from we have a good respect for justice, we also have faith-based initiatives for supporting refugees, and just the fact of being a Canadian, and so this is good. I'm so glad you mentioned that, and that's the whole purpose of this part of our show, is to kind of wrap up. Our second last part of our show. Have you heard any, when you're on the boat, have you heard any good, I always had my guest too, if you had any good jokes lately at all. Have you had any?
I couldn't remember the joke. No, I'm not. I don't have a good list of jokes. I have some friends that do, but I'm not great on retaining jokes. But there's lots of food for people who like to make jokes these days, and particularly if you watch the late night satirical newscast.
Oh my goodness!
There's lots to laugh out there. I've never heard so many people who stay up to watch late night television.
I sometimes watch it twice when I'm at home on YouTube, and I laugh as hard the second time as I do the first time. Some of those guys are just hilarious, aren't they?
It's a sad time for some of the things that are going on, but it's a great time for satirists and comedians.
Glad you mentioned that too. So one of the highlights of Monday Morning Coffee Shop is to talk about what happened on the weekend as far as satirists have said. So this is good. We could have a lot of fun here talking about all this stuff, and we've done really well here, Ken. So let's get into our next song here, and it is also from the CD Cloths of Heaven, and I'm looking. Oh yeah, 22. I remember. See, my brain works once in a while.
It's for the beauty of the earth. And I thought what a great piece to end off a program with the agricultural community.
Oh, Hi, I'm Rory Box from Scotland. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, the Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Hi everyone, I'm Willie Yeh, the host of a specialty radio program on another Kitchener Community Radio station. Why, you ask, would I be supporting community radio at CKMS? Because, like our station, CKMS serves an important, sometimes forgotten segment of the listenership that commercial radio doesn't reach. Commercial radio, which is owned by huge media conglomerates, is revenue-driven. They control and restrict not only playlists, but also musical genres and specialty programming as well. By listening to this program, you realize that community radio fills this huge void left by commercial radio. Thank you for listening, and please consider making a donation to community radio. Support CKMS for better radio choice.
All right, and the time has flown by, and I just want to thank Ken for coming in. I'm looking forward to asking my last question of the day, and I think I'll get the first head of this. I'll say this: episode 183, February 21st, 2017. Ken Sealing, thanks for coming in. I have a question for you, sir. What are you doing the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years?
Well, I'm going back to the office for a meeting at 4 o'clock, and then I have Oktoberfest at its annual meeting tonight, so I'm going to that. Tomorrow is a regional council meeting, and I'm going to go to the regional council. In 3 weeks' time, I'm going to visit friends in Phoenix. I hardly ever go anywhere, so this is an unusual thing. My wife is pleased with that, so yes. We're going for a week in Arizona. And looking forward to the summer and getting all the construction for iron wrapped up over the next few months. And hopefully by next spring we'll have iron up and running. Hopefully we will have it up and running by next spring. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, 2 years seems like such a long time.
It is.
It's here before you know it. And thanks for bringing on this great music today. Go online, folks, and try to find this copy of the lake, Menno Singers. And I guess it's their latest CD, do you think? Yeah. Make a guess?
Yeah, that is. I think so.
Okay, so thanks so much for listening today, Ken. Thanks for coming in and being a guest.
My pleasure.
All right, and with that, we'll see everybody in 6 days and 22 hours. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer. Bye for now.